are worried about something reviewing all of your in-app conversations, well, I mean, you're on DoorDash, so I feel like this isn't really a place where you should be too worried about that or having conversations that you wouldn't want an AI to look at. But interesting addition to the platform.
The SafeChat Plus, they save after previous SafeChat was, I guess, mainly or entirely manual screening, which seems a little bit crazy. But as you might imagine, basically any online platform presumably is going to be using AI to screen what you send, at least if there's this sort of like consumer interface between you and a delivery person or something, would make sense for them to be doing this kind of thing. Next up, the story is Anthropic releases Claude-free Haiku, an AI model built for speed and efficiency and affordability. So we covered Claude Free, I think, just last week. At the time, they had not yet released the smaller variant Haiku, and that is the story that now they have. And they highlight pretty much that it is by far the fastest and cheapest of the Claude Free family while still being pretty sophisticated. It also has vision capabilities and the other things we highlighted about Claude Free previously. So for, I think, many sort of quasi-real-time applications, we might start to see them being powered by this.
And next up is looking into the domain of video. You've probably heard about Pika Labs before, which made a lot of waves when it came to generating AI videos. They have introduced a new feature that allows users to create sound effects from a text prompt for its generative AI videos. So you're not just seeing what's on the screen, you're getting to hear it too. And this is the second audio feature on their platform. They previously had created a lip sync tool that allows users to give voices to characters in their AI videos.